the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, like Ramadan came, a month came to you. In this month, Allah closed the gates of hellfire and opened the gates of paradise and chained the devils in this month. And the caller will call, oh, you are, oh, you believe, oh, you like to do good, come. And oh, those people who do sin, stay away from your sin. Stay away from your sin in this month, in the month of Ramadan. This is the month of mercy and forgiveness. This is the month Allah is opening his doors for everyone, for the sinners, to come back and to reconcile with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was narrated in Sahih Ahmad, was narrated in the book of Ahmad, like two men, they did accept Islam. One of them was very hard worker. He used to do everything. And the other one was just reasonable. And this man who used to do everything, he did even fight for the cause of Allah and he get killed. He was a murderer. Then he died. A year later, the other one died. A year later, the other one passed away. Therefore, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, which like one of the 10 people was giving glad tidings paradise, he saw in the dream those two men, and the one who was later, he entered the paradise before the murderer. Therefore, like he was wondering. And when he told the people, everyone started to wonder, like, how come this hard worker didn't enter the paradise first? And the one who entered the paradise, this one who was delayed for 1 year. Then, when they went, or the word came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained, he said, are you wondering why? He said, yes. He said, didn't this man stay 1 year? He said, yes. Didn't this man, he fast Ramadan, and he prayed in Ramadan? They said, yes. He said, by Allah, just because of Ramadan, this is the destination between both. The destination between both, like the destination between the heaven and the earth. Means this man who was not murdered and he didn't do a lot of work, just because he attended Ramadan, he went far, far away. Please move forward because there is some brother need space. Go ahead and move forward. He went far ahead just because he attended Ramadan. And imagine, today you have this privilege. Today, Allah give you the chance to attend Ramadan. Therefore, take this privilege. Take advantage of this time which Allah gave it to you. And the scholar said, why Ramadan was called Ramadan? And the Sheikh mentioned two. First one, Ramadan, this is when the sun is very hot. When the sun is very hot and the young camels started to move because like it started to burn from the hot of the sand. Therefore, the scholar said, it does mean Ramadan like was extracted from this meaning, it burned your sin. Which, based on what? Based on your sincerity, based on your worship, based on your charity, based on your good deeds in general. And the other opinion said, it's from around. Around means the like very light and nice rain. And imagine this very nice rain came after wind and dust. What will do? Will wash all this dust and wind, correct? As well as Ramadan. The good deeds you do in Ramadan is similar to this rain. It comes and it wash your sin. Therefore, you will be clean when you go out from Ramadan. This is opportunity for every one of us to work on himself. and to run toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To run toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah said, تَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ, like flee to Allah. Flee from your sin. Flee from your old life to a new life. To open a new bridge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, the deeds is multiplied. The good deeds is multiplied. Allah, like in the month of Ramadan, like the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, Allah saying, every good deeds, it's for the son of Adam, except fasting, it's for me. It means Allah is the one who reward on fasting. Anything else, like the reward is clear. The Prophet said, like, you get like, for every good deeds, 10, and Allah multiplies it to 700 to as much as he wish. Except fasting, it's for me. Why it's for him? He hides the reward. And when the reward is hide, and you are coming to the most generous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when you enter on the most generous, for sure you expect like the reward beyond your imagination. Therefore, the reward was hidden for fasting in order for you to work hard, to do your effort to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. This is a privilege for you and for me. Therefore, no one of us, no one from the Muslim in general, everywhere, should not leave this opportunity and leave Ramadan, go without, like, getting out all of his sin washed away in this month. By doing what? By doing your obligation. So your prayer, the mandatory, is most important. Then increase in the volunteer action in general until you reach this level of forgiveness. The month of Ramadan, Allah forgives people every night. In every night, from the beginning of the month, every night you get forgiveness. Based on what? Based on your action. Therefore, you are the one who choose to come closer to Allah or to go far. This is between you and Him. The month of Ramadan, as we said, everything is multiplied. If you feed someone who's fasting, you have the reward for this man. And does not decrease from his reward. Everyone getting his reward as full. And as you know, we have needy everywhere. We have needy everywhere. Therefore, use this month and use the blessing Allah gave it to you to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time the Prophet, peace be upon him, he was going to the minbar, and the minbar has three steps. Therefore, the Prophet, each step he go, he will say, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Sahaba said, we heard you saying Ameen. He said, Jibreel came to me, and he told me, may the nose of the serpent to be in the dust for this man who will come, and like Ramadan will come, while he's alive and he's healthy. And he didn't use this month to wash his sin, to get forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second, he said, may Allah let the nose of this person to be in the dust. If he, like, his, one of his parents is alive, and he didn't obey them and take them as a bridge to paradise. And the third one, may the nose of the servant to be in the dust, for this is a supplication against the person, may his nose to be in the dust. That person, the Prophet, he will hear the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he will not send salam and salah on him by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Therefore, this month is a month of freeing, like opportunity for you and for me and for every Muslim to get free from the hellfire. Plus, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, like, Umrah in Ramadan, Umrah, which just visiting any time to Al-Kaaba, to Mecca, Umrah in Ramadan equivalent to Hajj. It's similar to pilgrimage. Does not remove the person from the obligation of the pilgrimage, yet he has a reward. Allah will give him the reward of pilgrimage. Therefore, those who has the money, why don't you use this blessing? Allah give it to you. Those who reply the call of Abraham, as he mentioned, in, like Allah told him, أَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسَ بِالْحَجِّ, like call the people for Hajj. Therefore, if Allah calling and you have the means, but you turn your back, this means Allah does not need you. Therefore, roll up your sleeve in this month. Roll up your sleeve in this month and do the best you can do. Do the best you can do. Go. This is a month of the Quran, as Allah mentioned in chapter 2 in Surah Al-Baqarah, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Qadr, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Dukhan. Roll up your sleeve, because of the Quran, Allah honors this month to make the month of forgiveness. Try your best to compete, as Allah said, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسُ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Compete, because this is the competition. It's not to collect the money, it's not to build the houses, it's not to own the cars. No, the competition in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the eternal life. I ask Allah forgiveness for you, for me, and for every Muslim.
Alhamdulillah.